Oh, as a sign of surrender, this moment, that we give you all the glory, Lord. bless your name. You are worthy to be worshipped, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Is there any other name that we can worship tonight? There is no other name, Lord. And so we say, we give you all the glory. We give you all the worship. We give you all the blessings. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All your children, their hands are raised towards you tonight, Lord. A sign of surrender, Lord. Oh, here we are, Lord Jesus, with our hearts, Lord. Oh, a broken spirit, a contrite heart. Lord, we come to your presence. That is our sacrifice tonight, Lord. Oh, brethren, let's all worship in this moment. Let's say, Lord, we worship you. We thank you. Oh, we give you the glory. Oh, you are the Alpha and Omega. Lord, we lift up your name in high esteem tonight, Lord. And we will always, Lord, lift up your name. Oh, you are worthy to be praised, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the day, Lord. Oh, our going out and our coming in, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Lord, we thank you for even gentlemen, sister, Lord. You have given to us, Lord. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, we came to your presence, Lord, with our sacrifice of a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. Oh, the sacrifice you said you will never despise, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Oh, Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the creator. Oh, heaven and earth. Oh, Lord, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. You deserve it, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, for yet another moment of grace, Lord, we have been given, oh, Lord, oh, to be in your presence. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for our families. We thank you for our children. Oh, we thank you, oh Lord Jesus, for our loved ones. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the prophet. We thank you for, oh Lord Jesus, your blessings, Lord. Even in this our day, oh God, Father, we thank you that, Lord, you have your children somewhere, oh God. Oh, thank you, the Lord. Oh, you have chosen, oh God, a people to be your own, oh Lord. Oh, thank you for the church. Thank you. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Blessed be your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, what grace. Once again, Lord Jesus, it has been sufficient for us. Father, we thank you, God, for the day. Oh, since morning, Lord Jesus, our going out and our coming in, Lord. Father, we have seen your hands, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, that this evening, oh, you have made it another opportunity for us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our loved ones. Oh, we thank you for the word. We thank you for a prophet. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the things that, Lord, you have done in our lives in this day, Lord. Father, even that, Lord, you have chosen the people of God to be your children, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we can say that we are that church, Lord. Oh, that, Father, you said you present to yourself. Father, we thank you. We bless you this evening. Oh, what can we say? Lord, even as we turn to your word, oh God, you are the author of it, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you bless your word tonight. And, Father, the purpose for which, Lord, you have called us tonight. Because no one can approach unto you until, Lord, the Father draweth him, O Lord. And, Father, we know you have drew us, Lord, this evening. So, Father, the purpose of tonight, we know it is all blessings, Lord. Father, let it be our portion, O Lord. Let it be overflowing, O God. Oh, let it be, Lord Jesus, pressed down, shaking together. Oh, that, Lord Jesus, we will not even have rooms to keep them. Father, I surrender myself, Lord, this moment, O God, to you. As I stand before, Lord, your children, O God, I pray that, Lord Jesus, it is not man anymore. Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will overshadow all of us tonight. And Father, you touch each and everyone. Even Lord, as we stand before you, God, you know the heart of each and everyone, oh God. You know the requests upon people's heart, Lord. Father, maybe it has taken long, but Lord, one thing we know, that Lord Jesus, your promises will always be true. And it will come to pass, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. Even if anyone is here, sick amongst us, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that we live here not the same, Lord. Amen. Father, that the sick will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Even you that take the gloomy hearts and fill it with your glory. Oh, Lord, fill every heart with glory tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. We bless you, Lord. Alpha and Omega, we bless you, Lord. The beginning and the end, we bless you, Lord. Creator of heaven and earth, we bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to bless you. Let's quickly take our Bibles. Let's turn to the reading of the word. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12. We read from the 7th verse to the 11th. 7 to 11. And then we shall read something from the Old Testament, which is going to be the base of our prayer tonight. And you may see that the scripture may not connect, but when after our exhortation tonight, you see the connection. Amen. So you can turn also and put your hand there as Numbers 23. You put your hand there. Let's read the first one as 1 Corinthians 12:7-11. Let's hear the word of God. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge. By the same Spirit, to another faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the Spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Amen. Dividing to everyone severally as he will. Amen. Now let's read the second reading, which will be the base of our worship, our prayer tonight. And you may think that they don't connect. We will see how the whole thing will connect tonight. Praise the Lord. Numbers 23, let's read from 19 to 24. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Amen. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He had not beheld iniquity of Jacob. Oh, hallelujah. Neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Surely There is no enchantment against Jacob.
Amen.
Neither is there any divination against Israel.
Amen.
According to the time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel.
Amen.
What hath God wrought?
Amen.
Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. And he shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, what a mighty God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bow down. Oh, dear Lord, your word is life.
Amen.
Tonight, that's why we hear, oh God.
Amen.
We need that life tonight.
Amen.
Father, and so we surrender the pulpit to God. For the Holy Spirit, the Lord, to speak to us tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Shall we be seated? Tonight we are going to see something. Once again, as when we come here as a prayer meeting, most of the time is to examine ourselves. And here we have a scripture here tonight. And then also prove that the word of God, the promises of God is true, that it should come to pass. No matter how, nothing can what? Restrain the promises of God. So, before we go on, or I give you the topic, I think we've talked about the two-edged sword. The two-edged sword. And we got the scripture from Hebrews 4:12. We says, I want us all to refresh our memory again about the word, because the word is what we are going to hold on tonight. And the word is whom? The word became life, became flesh, and dwelt amongst us. Praise the Lord. So he said, Hebrews 4:12, he said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper." Oh, praise God. For the word of God is quick. That means the word of God is life.
Amen.
And it's powerful.
Amen.
And it's sharper.
Amen.
Take notice of this. We are going to hold on to that tonight.
Amen.
Yes, sir. The word of God is life.
Amen.
The word of God is powerful.
Amen.
And the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let me stop there. And now Ephesians 6:17. He said, "Take the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God." See, the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And now, this very word became what? Flesh, and dwelt amongst us. And we talk about something about a greater grace that we are enjoying now. Greater grace that has been our portion. And that also we can see it from the context of Hebrews 1:1-3. Where he talked about that God, who at sundry time and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophet. You see? In time past, God was speaking to the fathers through the prophets, in diverse manners, sometimes in the pillar of cloud, sometimes in the pillar of fire, sometimes in the burning bush, sometimes in the whirlwind. That's in diverse ways, diverse manners. God was speaking to what? Speaking to the fathers through the prophets. But now look at the next verse. It said, "Hath in these last days," that means in this our day,
Amen.
"has spoken unto us by his Son,"
Amen.
"greater grace."
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
See? "Whom he had what? Appointed heir of all things." Take notice of that. That God, whom no one can ever see, can ever touch, can ever approach. Last time we learned about how the children of God wanted to hear from God directly. And God said, okay, come. You know the story already. And they had to run away. They had to tell Moses, you go and hear and come and tell us. They could not even contain God just coming. He's coming alone. Shaking everywhere. The mountains be shaken. The mountain was covered with what? Smoke. And fire. And then trumpets blowing so hard. So they just ran away. That day, you know, God told them, look, sanctify yourself for 3 days, 2 days. And on the third day, he said, wash even your clothes. So the people really dressed very well. Eh? They were happy that day. Ah, today, hey, we are going to hear God speak to us. See? Dressed really good. I'm going to ask God a question. I said, and so I have a question, brother. See, they were so joyful. But when they got there, God was coming. They had to run away. Praise the Lord. Look at that time. They could not even approach the coming of God. Even his coming. But in these last days, in our time, he has spoken to us through his Son. Oh, whom we can touch with all our infirmities. Oh, praise the Lord. Greater grace for you and me. Oh, hallelujah. Before it was death to enter into what? The Holy of Holies. But that day when at the cross he said it's finished. Oh, the what? The veil rented from the top to down. And now it is death to what? To be outside. Amen. You got to go inside now. Amen. That is greater grace, my brother. Oh, and so why? Why do we need to what? Just feel that our God is not alive. Amen. He said, he has what? He's appointed, he has been appointed heir of all things. So tonight, what are you looking for? He's heir of all things. All things are in his hands. Oh, praise the Lord. Because the next verse said, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. You see, his person has been what? Expressed to us. Amen. For us to know who God is. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. The prophet said, the very substance of God was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Amen. The great spirit God unto which no man could approach, which no man had seen, could behold, was now tabernacled in flesh and dwelt amongst men, expressing the fullness of God to men. Oh, what a greater grace, my brother. Oh, hallelujah. So tonight we've read what? A text from 1 Corinthians 12, 7. And our topic tonight is the manifestation and the evidence of the Spirit. Amen. The manifestation and the evidence of the Spirit. Now, it's examination time that you have to examine yourself. Praise the Lord. Whilst we come here to examine ourselves, we come at the same time to study, and we come at the same time to do what? Oh, to claim what is our possession. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, the manifestation and the evidence of the Spirit, they are two things. They are two things. They are not the same. The manifestation and the evidence of the Spirit. We just read what? The manifestation. So tonight, we, Lord willing, we are dwelling on what? The manifestation of the Spirit. And that is what we have read in 1 Corinthians 7 to 11. Because it said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit all. Amen. But my brother, listen to something. The prophet says Satan can copy any kind of a gift. Any kind of manifestation. But he can't. With what? He can't what? Copy the love of God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. So now you have known the difference now.
Amen.
The manifestation. He said the devil can copy it.
Amen.
The devil can also speak in tongues. All the manifestation here, the devil can what? The prophet said he can copy it.
Amen.
But the evidence, he hasn't got it.
Hallelujah.
See the difference?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The evidence, he hasn't got it.
Amen.
So my brother, you will see that in this our study tonight, you may see that, brother, I'm still at the manifestations. Then, my brother, you got to get the evidence in your life. Because the manifestation alone, they said the devil can also, the devil also will have it. Praise God. So tonight, let's see what the prophet needed to answer. He said, but what are tongues and interpretation and the other gifts? The prophet said, they are manifestations.
Amen.
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 They are manifestations. Then there was a question that the prophet needed to answer. The question goes like this. Why isn't the manifestation an evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost? Because you surely could not manifest the Holy Ghost unless you truly were spirit-filled. That was the question asked the prophet. Listen again. He said, why isn't the manifestation an evidence? You understand? Why not the manifestation, like the speaking in tongues, being what? Evidence. You understand?
Amen.
He said, why isn't the manifestation an evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost? Because you surely could not manifest the Holy Ghost, unless you truly were spirit-filled.
Amen.
Then the prophet said, now, I wish I could say that is right. Because I don't like to hurt people or walk on their doctrine.
Amen.
But I wouldn't be a true servant of God if I didn't tell you the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
Amen. See, there were what? People from different denominations. And this question was asked. And the prophet said, I wish I could say, well, what you are saying, that's true. That when you have the manifestations, it shows that you is an evidence. But he said, because I don't want to what? Walk over some people's beliefs and their doctrines. But because he has a responsibility.
Amen.
As a servant of God, he has to talk about what the truth.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to pick somebody from the Bible. And then we see these manifestations so that we understand it very well. So we will pick somebody like what? Balaam. Amen. We are picking Balaam tonight. The prophet Balaam. He was a prophet of what? Of the Moabites. The prophet said he was religious. He worshipped God. See? Till the Bible says, whomever he blessed is blessed.
Amen.
Whomever he curses is cursed.
Amen.
Watch, my brother.
Amen.
Watch closely. You got it?
Amen.
He was manifesting what? The Spirit. He said he was what? Religious and worshipped God. Till the Bible says, whoever he blessed, Balaam blessed, he is blessed.
Amen.
Whoever he curses, that person will be cursed.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. He said, The prophet, he understood the proper method of sacrificing and approaching unto God. How to sacrifice? See, my brother, take the whole thing. I'm taking it to myself also.
Hallelujah.
You see? Maybe what we are doing, we are manifesting. Is it coming to church, paying your tithes, worshiping, praising God? Oh, hallelujah, you are manifesting everything. Oh, you lay hands upon the sick and they are what? They are healed. Yes, sir, even as me standing here, I will preach. Oh, it looks as if everything is what? So great. I'm manifesting what? I'm manifesting what? The Spirit. That was Balaam. But he was not a true seed prophet.
Amen.
For he took wages of unrighteousness.
Amen.
See the other side of him.
Amen.
Look at the other side.
Amen.
Positive here and negative here. Oh, how could what? Bitter water and sweet water come from the same source. My brother. And worst of all, he led the people of God into sin of fornication and idolatry. You see? Sorry, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see? My brother, watch closely. Destroying somebody else. You are manifesting everything in life, but yet your brother, your sister, always you want to what? Destroy him. Or you hate your brother. Or you envy your brother. You envy your sister. You see these things, my brother. And you come and you can what? Lay hands on somebody and pray the person what is healed. Manifestation. Because healing is part of it. Like myself, I put myself in this scripture really good. See? To examine myself. To check myself, my brother. To come here and preach. Oh, I don't want God to use me to take people to the kingdom of God and I get lost.
Amen.
Just to manifest what? The Spirit and that's the end? No, sir. So that's where we are on Balaam. So the prophet said, who would dare deny that the Spirit of God was not manifesting through Balaam? Who can say the Spirit of God was not manifesting through what Balaam? See? But he never had the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That is the thing. He had all these manifestations, but no Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It shows that that's what the manifestations don't work. That's why they are what? They are two things. See. Now let's look at what Balaam, the way how he was. You know, one time when the children of Israel were coming from Egypt, they were defeating what? All the enemies on the way. And the last people they defeated was the Amorites. The Amorites were a great nation, so strong. And after they have defeated the Amorites, they camped in the valley on the borders of Moab. And then the king of Balak saw these people. Say, hey. And he has heard about what? What these children of Israel had done to what? The great kingdom of Amorites. And what was he supposed to do, Barak? Isn't it to what? To appreciate what God has used these people to defeat the Amorites. My brother, watch this. When something, God is using your brother in a way, your sister in a way, or something is going on your brother's way, your sister's way, oh, share that joy with him. Amen. And praise God for him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not to have something here against, because God is blessing my sister. God is blessing my brother. And so something is here. No, sir.
Amen.
See? Balak should have said, oh, praise the Lord. Israel, come, even come to our doors. But what he did, he sent for the prophet of the land, Balaam. Balaam, he sent people to Balaam. Balaam, come and curse these people for me. Eh? And so, the messengers went to Balaam. That Barak said, come and what? Come and curse these people. Now, let's read that portion. As Numbers 22:6. He said to Balaam, let's do fast because we are going to hold God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are going to wrestle with him tonight. He said, come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me, these people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail that we may smite them and that I may drive them out of the land. For I would that he whom thou bless is blessed. He was telling Balaam that I know that you, whoever you blessed is blessed, and whom thou cursed is cursed. You see how Balaam, God was using him or receiving, manifesting what? The spirit. He was manifesting the spirit of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So they sent to Balaam, and Balaam, you see, he said something. That was what? Still the manifestation of the spirit. He said, wait here. Let me seek the what? The presence of God. Let me seek an answer from God. That is 100% right. That is the right thing for any believer to do. So you see the manifestation of the Spirit. If you don't watch it closely, you will what? You will be deceived. He did the right thing to seek the face of God first. God, should I go with these people? And God said, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. God has spoken, and it is what? Finished.
Amen.
Don't go. Don't curse.
Amen.
The people are blessed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't curse your sister. Don't curse your brother. God has blessed your sister. God has blessed your brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't think evil against anyone.
Amen.
If you do that, the Holy Ghost is not there. You don't have evidence.
Amen.
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 Anyone who does that, you don't have what? Evidence.
Amen.
As the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is what? Love. Praise God.
Amen.
And so the people left. And Balak sent again. And this time, he said, he sent princes and more honorable people to what? To Balaam again. You see? That's where Balaam made a mistake. But meanwhile, listen to what Balaam said first. Still the manifestation of the Spirit. Listen to what he said. He said, when they came, they said, they came with a message that I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. That's the second messengers. That's that. Now they came with what? A great offer. that he will lift up what? Balaam. He will lift him up. And whatever he will request, he is going to do what? He is going to do it for him. Ah, the world promoting what? A son of God. Ah. See? And listen to what Balaam said. He said, if Balak will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, my God, to do less or more. A wonderful reply. You see, this is what? A reply of someone with what? The Holy Ghost, but still, it is what? A manifestation.
Amen.
See? He gave a very good answer. But what makes the whole thing not right? You see? He said the right thing. Then, drop a little drop. It's the same thing. They will speak what? 100% right. And then put something small inside. That's the work of the devil.
Amen.
You see? He said, thou shalt not eat of this fruit. Any day that thou shalt eat of it, thou shalt surely die. Then the devil repeated the whole thing and added only not. See? Thou shalt not surely die. God said, thou shalt surely die. Then the devil said, thou shalt not surely die. Brought all what? See, and dropped something there. Now, after saying this, Balaam should have kicked those people out. But he said, you tarry here. You tarry here. And listen to what he said again. He said, now therefore, I pray you, tarry ye also here that this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. Is God, does God change his mind?
No.
Does God change his mind? You want to know what he will tell me more. So you want to say God should change his mouth. See? That was where he was manifesting everything so perfect. But still, there is the other side. My brother, watch these things. We say great things about our brother, say great things about our sister. Then so what's more? Pop! See? The snake bite. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's watch these things. Let's take the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That will cleanse. Everything out of our lives.
Hallelujah.
To pave the way so that when we say, God, this is it, God says, amen.
Amen.
My Amen. Children, move forward.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now, let's look at the whole thing. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, now, he told Balaam, now, because of that, God said, go. When he came, he went second time. God said, okay, go. And you know the story already. The prophet said, now, he told Balaam to go down there. Of course, we know on the road, the angel of the Lord met him. And he was so blind, so money crazy. Till he couldn't even see the angel standing before him. And then the mule that he was riding on turned aside out into the field. The mule, oh my, the prophet said, oh my, the mule had more spiritual discernment than the man did when he got his mind off God. See, when you get your mind off God, then you, brother, you become an unit of yourself. See? And then someone else begins to what? Speed you up.
Amen.
When he got himself out from what? God's line. Now he was blind. You got it? He got spiritually blind. You see, we Christians, we are in a different realm. Amen. A realm where the people of the world don't see. But we see. Praise the Lord. But Balaam came down from that realm. He came down. So he could not see what? Things spiritual. Till even the angel with drawn sword, he could not see. And what? The ass he was riding, the ass could even see. Oh, watch it, my brother. The prophet continues, the mule had more spiritual sight. An animal having more spiritual sight than what the preacher did. That's what the prophet said here. Not me alone, the preacher. All of us are preachers. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So don't think that it's only the preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we are the spiritual of what? Of the word being read of all men. Amen. So your life is also preaching. So you are a preacher. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the animal has what? More spiritual sight than even the preacher, you and me. That's right. The mule saw the Holy Ghost standing on the road with a sword drawn. He ran out into the field, mashed the old preacher's foot for him. Brother, what we need today, we need some more mule riding. The problem is that we need some more mule riding, you see. Don't you believe that? That's right, yes. There he comes. He ran out into the field and saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way. You see, the man, so much blind because he was chasing. For what? Worldly what? Worldly reward. Praise God. Then we know, he said he started kicking him, beating him. Then the mule started talking. My brother. Started talking. What have I done unto thee? The thou has smitten me these 3 times. Elimal talking to you because what? He's blind and the things of the world has what? Has over so much overshadowed him. Still, he couldn't even know that at that very hour, it was what? An animal that was talking to him. Brother, it's quite what? That's what a Laodicea is. Blind, wretched, naked, and you don't know it. Never knew that an animal was talking to him. And then he replied. You see, he replied the animal. Because thou hast mocked me. I would have, there were a sword in mine hand. Now I would have what, even killed thee. And then the animal talked again to Balaam. Am I not thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever would do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened his eyes for him to know that the reason why the animal was running here and there 3 times. Praise the Lord. The 3rd time, he just fell down at the face of what? The angel. You could see how. This man manifesting what? The spirit, everything. And the prophet said, if God can use the tongue of a dumb mule to talk, surely he can use a man or a woman that will surrender himself to God. And then the prophet himself said, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Tonight, if God can use a dumb ass to speak, a dumb eyes to see, oh, praise the Lord. He said, then he can use a man or a woman that will surrender himself to God. Amen. If we will surrender tonight unto him. Now, another manifestation of what? Balaam. When he went, you know what? He did the same, he made the same manifestation as the knowledge of the word. and the wisdom of the word. The Bible says he set up what? Seven altars. Seven. Like what? What was being done in the camp of Israel. The same thing. What Moses was doing, he was also doing the same thing. Seven what? Seven altars. And put what? Seven bullocks on them. See? And then and this, that number seven stands for what? It stands for worship. It's the number of God. And then he put what? Seven rams, which is what? A male sheep. Amen. Upon it. Which was what? A sign of the coming of Jesus Christ. Everything perfect. Amen. Manifesting the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He was manifesting the Spirit, my brother. Everything was just perfect. Watch the manifestation of the Spirit. That we are not deceived by it. What we need is what? The power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And everything was done. Because the prophet said he understood the proper method of what? Sacrificing and approaching unto God. All right. My brother, you know all these things. You know how to do everything that is right before God. But meanwhile, we need to what? Check whether we have, because he said inspiration. The prophet said, and here this prophet under inspiration. See, he was under what? Inspiration of the Spirit. And all of us can be inspired because the word already is what? Is inspired. See, this prophet was inspired. It's just like what? The wheat and the tare in the same ground and receiving the same rains and sunshine. The same inspiration. That's the manifestation, my brother. Praise the Lord. They are receiving the same thing. And you know what? The prophet said, all along, Balaam still taught that God will surely punish what? Israel. So that he could receive his reward from Balak. Because Balak did, you know what Balak did? Balak took Balaam. He said, come and see the people. Just come and see. And the prophet said, he showed them what? Only what? The worst part. The bad part of what? Israel said, look at what they are doing. You see? How a holy God will look on this thing. My brother, don't be pointing to your brother's mistakes and other things. Amen. Go to him. Brother, it looks as if we are wrong here if you put things right. That's what the scripture says this. But my brother, don't begin to stand somewhere. Have you seen? Look. Oh no, my brother, that's what? That's wrong. That was what Balak is doing. It is the spirit of Balak. Amen. Amen. Pointing toward the worst part of Israel. So look at it. So build an altar. So he built an altar there. And God said, don't curse. Balak took him to another place again. Another worst part of what? Israel said, look. He built an altar there again. All the time expecting that God will surely what? Curse what? Israel. It was still here in his heart. Terrible, my brother. Praise the Lord. But the prophet said, and one thing is that, who does that? Who does that? The Bible says, who does that? Who points?
Satan.
Amen. The what? Accuser. God bless you. The accuser of the brethren. See? Satan the accuser. And so, all these things is the work of what? Satan accusing. Amen. Now, let's listen to what the prophet said here, and that is what is going to be our base. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, that, so Balaam thought, if Israel had done these things, then God will surely curse them. The prophet said that. They done everything, but one thing is that the prophet said, Israel did everything in God's calendar. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Balaam thought that a holy God will surely curse a people that had done that much wrong, he thought. See, he said, surely God will do it. So when he got down there, he was so money crazy until he couldn't see what the reason that God wasn't cursing them. Amen. Oh, the children of God. Amen. We have a reason. See, when we are in the hands of God, Amen. Satan have been pointing to God all the time about us. And Satan doesn't understand why God wouldn't kill us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Every day, that is what the devil is doing. And that is what is happening here. But he said, but where Balaam failed to see that there was what? The brazen serpent.
Amen.
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 There was what? The smitten rock.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Going before Israel.
Amen.
Making atonements.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
There was the brazen serpent there.
Hallelujah.
There was what? The smitten rock in the
Amen.
Camp. Oh, what? Making atonements. Of their sins. And we have an atonement.
Hallelujah.
From the cross.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our sins have already been what? Had been paid for.
Amen.
There is nothing that the devil can ever do. So
Amen.
My brother, never let us be looking at what? What he was trying to do was that, look at what Balaam said, look at what God, look at what the children of Israel are doing. And why don't you punish them? Why don't you curse them? One time a brother told me that, brother, look at David. David took somebody's wife and killed even the man. And yet God says that he's a man of my heart. A man of my heart who will do all my wills. What about that? I say, hey, brother. Look, what are you looking at? So, because David did it, so he wants to also do it? Because David did it, so you want to do it? As I will show you one thing. Why are you looking at what? The worst part of David.
Amen.
Do you remember? If it were you, somebody who has been tormenting you every day. My brother, you have left home. You are sleeping in case. And then, that very person who had you have been anointed to be king, you should be in the palace. Now this man is tormenting you, running everywhere, he's chasing you. Then you see the man asleep in front of you. If it were you that day, what would you do? Say, thank God, hallelujah, I've gotten him. God has presented him to me. I will finish him now.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
You get it? I would have done it, brother. I would have done it. I would say, I would come and give testimony in the house of God. See, the enemy that has been tormenting me, God just put him right before me, and I need to finish him. I'll come to the house of God and give testimony and say, pray, hallelujah, praise God. The Lord has done it for me. Oh, you see? But David did what? He said, I will not touch God's anointed.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Those things are for a what? An example.
Amen.
That don't go and take somebody's wife, okay?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And David received his punishment for that.
Amen.
God never spared him. Why are you not looking at the good side?
Amen.
But watching what? The wrong side. Brethren, manifestation.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And so, after all this, God, after Balaam has made the altars and have offered the sacrifice, he told Barak and the princess, wait on the sacrifice. Wait at this in the burnt offering. I want to go and see God, what God will tell me, and then I will come and give you the answer. And so he went to God, and God told him, that is where we are going to use as our prayer tonight. Amen. Amen. That was what our second scripture we read. And that was what God told him. As we read it here, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He said what? We came back and tell Barak. He said, as Numbers 23:19, God is not a man.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. That he should lie. Believe it tonight.
Amen.
That every promise that he has said is not a lie.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, there wouldn't be barrenness in my house.
Amen.
It is not a lie.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, when we take this book, we can never see any barrenness in this house, in this book.
Amen.
The house of God.
Amen.
Oh, from Sarah, from Rebecca, from Hannah, oh, all of them. Oh, they had the children that they wanted. Oh, praise the Lord. And your name is here. Praise the Lord. Your name is here. So God is not a lie. God is not a man that he should lie. His promises are here and amen. We will believe tonight. I'm going to pray. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. He says something today and say, oh, no, 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 no. I don't mean that. I will say it's rather this. No, he's not like that.
Amen.
He's a sovereign God.
Hallelujah.
He's a sovereign God.
Amen.
And whatever he says is yea and amen. When he said, Balaam, don't go, don't curse, the people are blessed.
Hallelujah.
Finished. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He has spoken. That's his word. Wouldn't he make it good? Every word of God has come to pass.
Hallelujah.
No matter. Every prophecy.
Amen.
In the world, in the Old Testament. They all came to pass. No matter how.
Amen.
No matter how long it took. They all came to pass.
Amen.
He will make good to every word that he has spoken. My brother, my sister, tonight, what are you looking from him? He will make good.
Amen.
He's not a liar.
Hallelujah.
He's not a man.
Hallelujah.
That he will repent. That he will change his mind. Behold, I have received commandment.
Amen.
To bless. And he had blessed.
Amen.
I cannot reverse it.
Amen.
God says something, it can never be reversed.
Amen.
Take it into your heart tonight. He said he had not beheld the iniquity of Jacob.
Amen.
My brother, even your iniquities, it has been paid for.
Amen.
Sometimes, if you truly believe the Lord Jesus Christ, don't look at what? Your past.
Amen.
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 It has been paid for.
Amen.
If you really believe that he is who he is, and believe I've accepted what the price that was paid on Calvary, then you don't need to what? To the devil will come. Have you forgotten that is what you did in the past? Say, get away from me, Satan. It has been already paid for, and I believe it, and I've already accepted it. That he went to the cross because of me.
Amen.
But we allow doubts to come in, my brother, my sister. Don't listen to him.
Amen.
It has been paid for. If only you have received it, you have said yes.
Amen.
You went there because of me. And every price has been paid. And I've taken it tonight, Lord. I don't look back what I did again. Oh, what the devil, the accuser of the brethren. He will come to you and be accusing you that this is what, this was your past. This is what you were doing. Forget it, my brother, my sister. That price has already been paid. He said, he had not beheld the iniquity of Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. And you are what? You are the spiritual Israel. There's no perverseness in your life, my brother. And the Lord, he's God. The musicians, come. Ah, the inspiration is already here. Come. The Lord, he's God, and he's with him. He's with us. And the shout of the king is among them. Praise the Lord. Shout of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Is he here? That's when he said, Amen. It is finished. Amen. Finished. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. How many believe it?
Amen.
How many believe tonight? Amen. That he's a God that never lies. He's not a man that will lie. Amen. Neither the son of man that he will repent from what he has said. Every word he said, he will make good.
Amen.
Every word that has been spoken, he will make it good.
Amen.
It is now, my brother. It is not, you don't need to, you see, the manifestations. Keep it somewhere. And my brother, let the Holy Spirit speak for you tonight. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit speaks tonight.
Past the outer court, through the pretty place, past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Take me past the crowd of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness. And it's only found in your presence. Oh, take me to the holies of holies. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. Take me to the holies of holies. Take the coal and cleanse my lips. Here I am.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
Take the coal and cleanse my lips. Here I am.
Cleanse our lips tonight, Lord. And let every iniquity of God in us.
Out of coals into the holy place. Past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found in your presence. You take me to the holy of holies. Take me by the blood of the Lamb. You take me into the holies of holies. Take the coal and cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal and cleanse my lips. Here I am. He passed the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Oh, take me past the crowds of people and the priest will sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, and it's only found in your presence. You just take me into the holy of holies. Oh, oh, take me to the blood of the Lamb. You take me to the holies of holies. Oh Lord, take the coal and cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, oh, take the coal, then cleanse my lips. Here I am. To His temple, give thanks to the Ancient of Days, who honor Him for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord, oh, shout all ye people, oh, how excellent is thy name. Praise His name,
praise His name,
for His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
We give you thanks.
Give thanks to the Ancient of Days.
Your first song you sang this evening, the first one.
The blood makes me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
Do you believe it tonight?
And it reaches to the highest mountain.
Oh, now prepare
and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
That is the word of God tonight. My brother, tonight, just take the word. Believe it tonight that God, He is not a man. He is not like a man that will lie. His word is true. Believe it tonight. He is not like a man that will repent, who says something, he said, oh, no, I didn't mean it. He is not like a man. He said He will make good every word that has been spoken. So the promise is yours tonight. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your request before Him. He's here. Even just one word. If we need even to pray just for just 5 minutes, my brother, what you will say, what you will say, my sister, what you will say will be before Him in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell Him. Tell Him. Tell Him. Tell Him. He will never lose His power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. You know every heart here tonight, Lord. You know the needs of your children tonight, Lord. You know the requests that are upon their hearts, Lord. Lord, make good your word as you have promised. We believe it tonight, Lord. You said there is no, you don't see any iniquity in us. You don't see any perverseness in us. Lord, yes, because we have looked at what the work that was finished on Calvary. We claim, oh Lord Jesus, what you did there. When you said it was finished, Lord, we knew that everything, oh God, that the enemy has been holding from us. Tonight, Lord, we claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. We break through every principalities and powers, witchcrafts. Wherever they are, whether they are under the earth, they are in the sea, they are in the air. Holy Spirit, oh Lord, tonight your children have come believing. We have come believing your word, oh God. And we believe that your word is here, and amen, it's true. Lord, we need that evidence in our lives. The evidence and the works of the Holy Spirit. That our lives, oh Lord Jesus, will be bearing the fruits. Because he said, by our fruits, your name is glorified. Let those fruits, Lord, be seen by the world. Ah, Lord, we look at your word again. It tells us the man that was born blind. The disciples asked you, was this man sinned or the parents sinned? Lord, tonight we take your answer. Said this man never sinned. The parents never sinned. But for the work of God to be made manifest, to prove that you are God, for the whole world to see that you are God, oh Lord, glorify your name. In every request tonight, glorify your name, Lord. Because that day, when Jesus said, Father, glorify your name, a voice came from heaven and said, I've already glorified, and I will glorify it again. And we knew that we are the ones that are to glorify your name again, Lord. You glorify yourself in us, Lord. Because Jesus said, the voice that came, it came not because of me, but because of you. And Lord, glorify your name. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I enter to war.
worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy. Oh, holy, holy Lord.
For your name is holy.
For your name is holy. Holy, holy Lord.
How many believe tonight that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has been here and is still here?
Hallelujah.
And that every request has become a memorial before him. And he is looking down just as he looked at Cornelius. All his prayers were before him. And he sent the word to him. He sent the Holy Spirit into his house. Oh, we look at Daniel. He prayed. He received it. He is the same God tonight. Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
That every request tonight, Lord, is finished.
Hallelujah.
We thank you in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Lord, we'll come back.
Amen.
We'll give you the glory.
Yes, Jesus.
We'll come back.
Amen.
And give you, Lord Jesus, magnify your name. We will worship you and we will rejoice in your
Hallelujah.
Name for the great things that you have done for us. How wonderful you are.
Amen.
We thank you tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of our Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. Amen.
Closer, Lord, to you than the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close. Closer, Lord, to you. Close the Lord to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close the Lord to you. I desire to worship and obey.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Just a prayer request, brother was asking for Brother Dave. I think he has got issues with his eye again, and we might just want to remember him in prayer.
David from Sierra Leone, not Brother David.
Oh, Brother David from Sierra Leone. I forgot there's two Brother Davids. I really much appreciated the word tonight. Thank you, brother. Just in the morning when I was meditating on the word of God, I came to a place in the Bible in the book of John chapter 15, verse 7. If I may be allowed, I would like to read that verse. And it says, if these were the instructions of a man that was facing his betrayal, and he was giving instructions to his disciples, and he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto Amen. You. And I asked a question, so how do we abide in Jesus Christ? And just below there, he told them how. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Amen. We just want to appreciate the Lord for his word that brother brought today, just in season. So we might just sing again that chorus as we close the service in a word of prayer. Amen. Draw me closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close, close, Lord, to you. For I desire to worship and obey. Father, we appreciate your word, Lord. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, you have told us all things in your word. You have shown us, Lord, how, Father, we can come to you, Lord, forgetting the things that are past, Lord. Father, without any condemnation in our hearts, Lord. Father, holding on, Lord, oh God, to the sacrifice that is in the camp tonight. Father, we come believing, Lord, that whatever it is that could be a desire upon the hearts of your children, Father, you are more than willing to give it, Lord. Father, you said, if only you believe, all things are possible. And we are believing tonight, O God, for you cannot lie. O God, it is impossible. Father, O God, whatever you say, you will finish it, Lord. And Father, you promise that when two or three shall gather in your name, there you'll be in their midst, Lord. Father, even your prophet taught us, Lord, that wherever this message will be preached, the angel of the Lord will be there. Father, Lord, O God, with two witnesses, Lord, it's been established in our hearts that, Lord, you are here with us even this very night. We may not feel it. We do not see it, Lord. We don't, Father, O God, just sense it with our senses, but we are believing with the super sense that you are here with us, O God. And we are praying to you, Lord, believing, Father, that you would, Father, give the desires of your children, that you would answer every request in their hearts, Lord. For, Father, you know our desires, Lord. You know the things that we want. Father, you are so interested in our lives, Lord, in everything that we do. Father, it is you all throughout our lives. And we want to ask, Father, tonight, Lord, for our brethren, Lord, that are looking for jobs, every one of them. I pray, Lord, believing, Lord, that you can open a door somewhere, Lord, where no man can close. Father, may you grant it to them, Lord. Father, that their testimonies might be complete, O Father. I pray for our brother David, Lord. With his eyes, we have seen how you have brought him through this far, Lord. And we know that when you start a work, Lord, you are faithful to finish it. We commit him to you and we ask, Father, that you strengthen him. That, Lord, you keep drawing closer unto him, Lord. That he may keep believing, Lord, and not pay heed to lying vanities, Lord. Father, until complete victory is won in his health, Lord, We pray for our brother Maxwell. Bless him as he goes home with his family, Lord. Continue to use him and to, Father, reveal thy word, Lord. Oh God, unto him, Lord. And that you would give him the great gift, Lord, of putting himself aside and letting you speak, Lord. We would remember our pastor tonight with his family. May you bless them, Lord. Father, I pray for every brother, every sister, helping, Lord, in the ministry here in Dublin. Father, may you help us, Father, to have so much love with one another, Lord, that, Father, all things that we ask, Lord, may take place even as you promise, Father. We thank you, Father, even for our brother Dube, how you gave them a house. Lord, we glorify your name and we thank you. Be with us now, Lord, as we go home. We pray you strengthen us, Lord, until we meet again on Friday. Help us to continue meditating on this word, Lord, until it becomes flesh in our lives. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is my desire. You honor you. Glory, oh, I am, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way.